Well, a very good morning, Namibia. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, my dear listener. How is your morning so far? How is your morning on this Thursday morning? In Ondangwa, I'm not good at weather, but it has, it's a cool breeze, but I know it's not going to last long. So when it's about 9, 10, it's going to be very, 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 very cold. I mean, it's going to be very hot again, but it's a cool breeze coming through at this point in time. So good morning to you. Welcome to your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. So we're coming to you live from Ondangwa studio. And thank you, David, for, you know, crossing over the mic to the big mic. All right. So welcome, 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 welcome. It's good to have you in our company. Thanks for choosing us to be in your company at this morning. It's always our pleasure. It's always our pleasure to be in your company. And we love to do this. We love to do this. So my name is Mike Oshoveli. And this is Unpacking. This is Unpacking the Day. Your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economic, and politics. So every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, and always, always, always curious, asking the questions that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. Now, the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying, spark meaningful conversation so that you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get into the heart of the stories. So good morning and welcome if you're just joining us. So it's 4 minutes past the hour of 8, and it's a Thursday morning, the 4th of 12, the 4th of the last month of the year. So, and as we do, if you're just joining us for the first time, what we do here, on our first segment of the program, we're looking at On This Day in Africa. So welcome to On This Day in Africa. And let's take a quick look at what some of the key moments in our history, in the history of our mother continent. So on December the 4th, in 1960, Mauritania, freshly independent, applied to join the United Nations as its 100th member. However, their bid was vetoed by the Soviet Union in the Security Council, partly because of a previous rejection of Mongolia application. And fast forward to 1977, on this day, John Bedel Bokassa, the president of the Central African Republic, crowned himself Emperor Bokassa the First in a very lavish ceremony, you know, very lavish ceremony in the capital, Bangui. Now, his move to create the Central African Empire was a controversial one, and the party that he thrown, the Extravaganda Coronations, was widely, you know, criticized because it's actually drained the country's resources. So this was a very controversial coronation. Yeah. So, and on December the 4th, 1992, President George W. Bush, George H. W. Bush, ordered 28,000 U.S. Troops to Somalia. The goal was actually to protect the humanitarian aid from being blocked by warlords during the Somali Civil War. Well, what began metaphor for critics, like somebody's criticizing or gossip or slander or unfounded attack. All right, so the dog that barks is a metaphor for critics, gossip, slander, or unfounded attack. Now, the honest man is someone whose actions and character are upright, truth-loving, virtuous, and principled person. Now, the proverb says, if you live honestly, the noise, the insult or attack of others won't harm your integrity or true standing. You know, in other words, criticism, rumors, or spiteful talk cannot damage someone who is genuinely honest. So the barking dog may distract many, but it doesn't change the honest man's nature or truth. So an honest man is not the worst because a dog barks at him. So if you're an honest man, definitely criticism, rumors, or spiteful talk cannot damage your genuine honesty. So that's the thought of the day today. And make sure that the decision you make and the choices you make today, you know, live up to your character. The upright, you know, truthful, loving, virtuous, and principled. All right. So, good morning and welcome. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. And what we're looking forward today on the program, what we will have today on the program will be talking about the global geopolitical shift has given or has opened up a new opportunity for Africa. So that's a report that we're going to look at. The global geopolitical shift is opening a new opportunity for Africa. And also, we're also looking at Namibia's October 2025 trade balance. So, and we go beyond the headlines and be able to see October's 2025 trade balance. So, and if we have time, we're also going to, this one is very interesting. Namibia president named African leader of the year. You're going to know where, make sure that you stay tuned because you're going to know where does that come from. Namibian president named African leader of the year. You don't miss that. And of course, your participation will also be part of the show. Make sure that you unpack this with me. All right? Stay tuned. Be coming back in a second.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Well, good morning, Namibia, and welcome to Unpacking the Day right here on Eagle FM. It is your host, Michael Chevelli, with you as we cut through the noise. As I said, we cut through the noise to get to the heart of the stories that shape our world and, more importantly, our lives here in the land of the brave. So good morning to you. I'll be with you from now until the hour of 10 o'clock when we hand over again or cross over to the capital, handing over the mic to Tate France with Kuthamosha. That's coming later at 10 o'clock. So, good morning and welcome. Welcome, welcome. So, now, have you ever been in a situation where two big, powerful people suddenly start competing for your attention? All right? Just imagine, two big, powerful people, you know, start competing for your attention. Maybe two companies want to hire you. Or maybe two suitors are vying for your affection, or maybe for your hand in marriage. You know, suddenly you're not just a bystander anymore. You understand? You're not just a bystander anymore. Now you have leverage. Now you have choice. Now you have power. You see? Now you are the one in power. You see, this is what I normally tell on Mind Matters. This is what I talk on Mind Matters, that, you know, sometimes, you know, if... Okay, that's for another day. Okay, let's not get into that. All right, now, so I just wanted you to imagine that, okay? You, in this situation, you, as I said, you're no longer a bystander, and you have leverage now. You have choices because, you know, you have two powerful people that vying, you know, or that want to hire you, for example. You are now the one in control. Or, I mean, you have two suitors that, you know, maybe want, yeah, looking for your hands in the marriage. Or just, you know, who are vying for your affection. Yeah, you know, now you have choices. You have power. All right. So, well, hold that thought, ne? Hold that thought, because on a global scale, now think of in terms of a global scale now, that scenario that I have given you, think of that in a global scale. That's exactly what's happening to Africa right now. Okay? So, but the question is, are we able to use that, you know, that leverage that we have? All right? So I will be able to use that leverage that we have. Okay, now, let's get into it. Now, a new policy brief released recently by a Moroccan think tank called the Policy Center for the New South, all right, for the Global South. Now, it's arguing that the world is going through a massive shakeup, which is true. The world is actually going through a massive, massive, massive shakeup. The old days where the United States was the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, well, are fading. So, United States is no longer undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. So those days, those old days, are now slowly by slowly fading. Now, we are now in a multipolar world. Eh? Multipolar world. Think of it this way. Have you watched WWE? You know? Now, think of it less like a boxing match with one champion, like we talked about the United States as undisputed heavyweight champion that have been, you know, for quite a long time. Now, think of it now, think it more like a WWE, if you watch the WWE, a Royal Rumble. You know, have you watched a Royal Rumble, WWE Royal Rumble? Now, there you have multiple powerful contenders in the ring at the same time. You know, that's what the world has become, a multipolar world. So it's no longer having these undisputed heavyweight champion, you know, but we have now a WWE Royal Rumble, okay? In terms of, you know, the power shift in the world. So now you have USA, you have the USA. They're still powerful, but facing challenges, of course. And then you have China, the rising stars, okay? So maybe this is the one who's buying you. So the rising star, then, you know, flexing its economic muscles everywhere now. So, and you have new teams forming. You have other new team forming, like the BRICS, plus the group that are actually joining the BRICS, you know, which recently welcomed countries like Ethiopia, I'm looking from Africa, Ethiopia and Egypt, you know, those are to some of the country from our continent. You see, there's this group. That's why I said, think of this like a WWE Royal Rumble, you know? So, yeah, there's there's a lot. It's no more one heavyweight champion. Okay, so now this big global rivalry, okay, this big global rivalry is creating a unique moment. So the report actually is saying now, this big global rivalry is creating a unique moment, a golden window of opportunity for Africa. But, and this is a big but, coming from the report warns us, we must be smart enough. So we must be smart enough to use this opportunity to build our own house. Not just become a tenant in someone else, but, you know, use this opportunity to build our own house. So, today, we are unpacking this. What does this global power shift really mean for you and me here in Ondangwa, in Windhoek, in Rundu, in Kitmansrup, in Katima? Is this Africa moment, is this Africa's moment to finally shine? Is this our moment to finally shine, or is it a trap waiting to be, you know, sprung? Let's get into it, okay? Let's get into this. All right. So let's break down the playing field, okay? Let's break down the playing field. For many years, for decades after the Cold War, the world was largely unipolar. Okay, unipolar, not multipolar, but unipolar. That's a fancy term that basically means America set the rules, their economy, their military, their currency, the US dollars dominated everything. So it was unipolar. So, but the report points out that things have changed. Things have changed. The 2008 financial crisis showed cracks in the American economic model. The messy withdrawal of from the Iran and Iraq and not Iraq, yeah, yeah. So the messy withdrawal from Iraq and the Afghanistan made them look less invisible. That makes America look less invisible. And all the while, China was quietly building roads, building ports, and also having influence, not just in Africa, but across the globe. So, the report calls the U.S.-China rivalry a modern Thucydides trap. So, the report called that U.S.-China rivalry a modern Thucydides trap. I don't know what I'm saying it right, Thucydides trap. Now, it sounds complicated, but it is the historical tendency for war to break out when a rising power, like now China, threatened to overtake the ruling power, like the US. So that's what just actually referring to. So, now we see it every day. A battle over technology, who make the best computer chips, who control the shipping lanes. You know, we see this every day, even a clash of ideas. Western democracy versus China's state-led capitalism. So, we see that every day. So, yeah. So, where does Africa then fit into this picture? So, where do we fit in this picture now? Now, how do we fit in this? We are actually the grand prize. Eh? We are the lady that these powerhouses, these guys, these handsome guys are actually after. We are the lady that these guys are, the lady that they are being after by this, you know, this handsome man. Okay? Just an example. Okay? Not an example. All right? So now, we are the grand prize. So according to the report, we are the grand prize. Now, why? Why? So, just look around. Look around you. Okay, I mean on the continent. Look around you. The world needs what we have. And this is serious, okay? The world needs what we have. They need our mineral for their smartphone and electric cars. You know, lithium from right here. So we got that lithium from right here. combat from DRC. So the world need what we have. They need our young people, because this is a growing population as the next big consumer market. We are the next big consumer market. So the world need what we have. They need our vote at the United Nations. Eh? And if the conflict in Ukraine disrupting global food and energy, they need our resources and our land more than ever. So, you see, the world need what we have. So, we are the grand prize. We are the grand prize. The grand prize. So, now for years, so we went to the West. We went to the West for loan, for aid, for investment. Okay? Now, China is here with a different offer. We will build you a new highway, a new port, a new dam. In return, we want access to your resources. Okay? That's now China. So we will build a new highway. All right? Don't worry. A new port, you know? Or maybe improve your Wavish Bay, your port, and we build you a new dam. We have whatever. So in return, we want access to your resources. And now, seeing now seeing China's success, now the West is scrambling now to catch up. They're scrambling now to catch up. They are coming back with their old initiative, like the EU Global Gateway, you know, those initiatives. The EU's Global Gateway, promising a better, more transparent deal. At this time, we are much better and transparent, you know. So, and suddenly, we have option. Suddenly, we have the European, the American, the Chinese, the Russian. So, suddenly, we have option. We can negotiate. Well, it's just that we have bad negotiators anyway, but we can negotiate. So, for the first time, now we can sit at the table. Eh? Now we can sit at the table and we can say, what is the offer? What is the offer? Eh? What is your offer? Now we can ask, what is your offer? And how is better than their offer? Eh? So, now we can sit on the table. And that is our leverage. So, according to the story, that is our leverage. Now, but this is where the warning bells in the report start ringing. So, and it is a warning we need to hear loud and clear. We need to hear this warning. And we will dive into that danger, the trap of new dependency, right after this break. Stick around. You are listening to Unpacking the Day on Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Unpacking the Day. It's a Thursday morning, the 4th of the 12th month, the last month of the year. So before the break, we were talking about the new crossroads Africa find itself at. So caught between the competing interests of global giants like the US, China, and the BRICS, plus the bloc, you know. So it's an opportunity, but one filled with actually pitfalls, according to the report. So as we said, now the report from the Policy Center for the New South put a finger on the biggest danger, okay? The biggest danger is actually avoiding a new forms of dependency. Now, let's be honest, you know, let's be honest ourselves. For many generations, for generation now, many African nations have been in a dependent relationship with the West. We've been in that dependent relationship with the West. Especially, it was a relationship often shaped by colonial history. So, aid packages, you know, with strings attached, and economic policy from the IMF and World Bank that didn't always serve our best interest. So we see the scars of that today. So we see the scars of that day. Massive debt, right? We see that scars. So now there's a new suitor in town. All right? There's a new suitor in town. And that's a China. That's a new guy in town now, and that's a China. So the model is different. The model of China is different. It's China doesn't really focus too much on, doesn't lecture you about democracy or all. They're all about, you know, concrete and steel, you know. We want to build. That's all what they care about. They don't care about democracy and all, you know, governance stuff, you know. We want to build, we want to build, we want to built. That's all what we want. So, but of course, give us access to your raw material, to your resources. Okay? So, yeah, but the report wants us to look closely at the fine print. That's now, that's a warning now. It points out to countries like Zambia, for example, Kenya and Angola, you know, who have taken a massive loan from China. Sometimes in deals that aren't fully transparent. And, well, where do they find themselves? They got the infrastructure. Yes, they got the infrastructure. But they also got a mountain of debt. So the report called it exchange of infrastructure for raw materials. So that's what the report says. And we're going to look at that. We're going to continue that after this commercial.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Well, yes, that's very true with Imba. Make sure that you download that. And I said, I'm a firm believer, not a firm believer. I don't have to be a firm believer, but I attest into that, you know, Imba definitely comes in handy. So that product comes in handy. Make sure that you download that, especially during this time. This festive season, you will be going to church, you will be going to funeral, you'll be going to wedding, you'll be going to, you know, all you need is the hymnal right in the palm of your hand. Okay, that's all what you need. So you have everything, whether it's Afrikaans, Silozi, you know, English, Catholic, Lutheran, Happy Clappy, Jesus Loves Me kind of church. All right, that's not in. So Happy Clappy, Jesus Loves Me kind of church. That's my church. I'm going to start my own church. So I need to make money. So I'm going to start my own church, and it's going to call it Happy Clappy, Jesus Loves Me, you know, church. Okay? Would you join me? Join my church. All right? Amen. You know, we got to make money. So, yeah, isn't it? All right. Welcome back. So we're talking about the report that is actually saying that that's actually warning us that we got to be careful. We actually have to look closely at the fine print. And they give us an example of a country like, you know, like Zambia, Kenya, and Angola. I'm talking about now, you know, moving from one power, shifting from one power, you know, powerhouse to another. So that is just actually moving from one dependent to another, getting from this out of this pocket into another pocket. So So, and the example is that these countries, for example, Kenya, Angola, and Zambia, have taken massive loans from China. And what happened? Of course, they are infrastructure. They got the infrastructure, yes, but they also got a mountain of debt. So, and the report called it an exchange of infrastructure for raw materials. So a model that keep us as a continent, that model keep us as a continent exactly where we have always been. Yes, we get into a different pocket, we get into a different, you know, now with someone different like China, but you know, it's exactly where we have been. It just get us where we have been, the supplier of raw stuff, not the creator of finished product. So we have been there, and you know, we're just moving from one to another. So that's what the report is saying. So, and what about Russia? What about Russia? The report is quite blunt. It's very quite blunt there. Apart from military cooperation, their development footprint in Africa has been very small, really very small. It is a partnership focused more on security than on building sustainable economies. So the real challenge for us is this. How do we avoid simply swapping one master from the other? Okay? So how do we, not from the other, how do we avoid simply swapping one master for another? Not from the other, for another. So how do we ensure that in our excitement to break free from the world, from the old Western dominance, we don't just run straight into the new glittered cage offered by the East? You know, we're running away, we're breaking free from the old Western dominance, and what do? We run straight into the new cage offered by the East. So we just shift from Paris and London to Beijing and Moscow. Eh? That is not liberation. A shift from London, from Paris, London to Beijing and Moscow is not liberation if it just means we are still dependent. So if we're still dependent, that's not liberation. So it is just a changing the flag on the flagpole. So we haven't been liberated. Now think about it in your own life. All right. So in your own life, if you leave a job with a bad boss, okay, you're leaving a job with a bad boss, you don't just take the first new offer that comes along. You weigh your options, you negotiate your salary, if you can, and you ask about benefits. So make a choice that save your long-term interest. So, and that's what the report is urging Africa. So that's what the report urging African nation to do. So that's what we need to do. It is not about choosing a side in the US-China fight. We're not. That's not our fight. It's about actually choosing our side. So we're not choosing anybody, because China choose their side. US choose their side. Russia choose their, all, everyone choose their side. It's about that we choose our own side. They choose their interests. No matter what they see, you look at the news, you know, we have received some, what is that? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, okay? Don't get me wrong. So we need friends, especially powerful friends, you know? That would make a difference, really, in our lives. So, but they do that for their own interests. Whatever the case may be, whether you have this food relief that we received recently, you know, from China as well or from Japan. I can't remember which one is which. So, of course, it's about choosing your own side. And they're choosing their own side. So, let's choose our own side. So, the report highlights they also highlight that anti-French sentiment in countries like Mali and Niger. So this is not about hating France. It was not about hating France. It's about deep-seated rejection of paternalistic. You know that paternalistic kind of attitude? We know what is best for you, that best for you attitude. Yeah? Maybe we let ourselves we let ourselves so down. We let ourselves down that other people just take over, think that they know what is the best for us. Okay? So that's kind of paternalistic. You know, we know what is the best for you. That kind of attitude. So African people are saying, we want partnership. No paternalism anymore. Okay? No paternalism. We want mutual respect. And it's good to see. It's good to see. Talk, we'll think of the G20, same thing, think of AU, EU in Angola. Think of all the platform summits that are taking place. There is the same, we're kind of singing the same song now, wherever we are, you know, which is a good thing to see. We're kind of waking up now, all right? So, yeah, so, and this actually leads us to the most important question. What is our agenda? Do we have an agenda? What is our agenda? Agenda 63. So what is our agenda? What is Africa's plan? And even closer at home, what is Namibia's plan? Okay, we will be back. So we will bring it right back here to the land of the land of the brave after this break. Don't go away.
Omutiha with the Kirokaguna, E. Matina, Omjo. She goes a fatana, Nana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuikamoshiwana, E. Moyawa, or Tango got the money. Anna Gishifa, Yanamibia, on the Tombanawa, Omjika. Faith and Nina, Omeguro, Nidanipoma, Yue, Longishifa, Yokupiramo, Ekelefem Media House. We 20 Pimeneha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara on Pashifreki, we mopo, your more program at the two. Moambo, then get a film, or a reta team. Batunda to Harry Hamanotano, or the Arch. Eagle FM, the Arch.
All right, welcome back. You are with Mike Oshavedi on Unpacking the Day. We looked at the global picture, the rivalry, the risk. Now, let's bring this home. What does all this mean for Namibia and for the continent? Well, if Africa is the prize in this new global game, if Africa is the prize, then Namibia is sitting on some of the most valuable square on the board. Really. Now, think about it, okay? The world is desperate to move away from the fossil fuel. We are sitting on arguably the world's best potential for green hydrogen. Who wants it? Germany, then the European Union are knocking on our door. So that is leverage. This is what the report is saying. That is leverage. Now, the world is shifting to electric cars and need batteries. We have a huge newly discovered deposit of lithium. Who wants it? China, the US, Europe, everyone. Everyone wants that. That is leverage. The world is still hungry for energy. Okay? Especially after disruption in Europe. We have just discovered potential massive offshore oil and gas reserves. Who wants a piece of that? Every major global energy company. That is massive leverage. So for many years, our economy has relied heavily on diamond, on uranium, on fishing. So we know the danger of that, you know? When you rely too much on diamond, uranium, and all that. So we know the danger of that. When the global prices drops or our economy suffers as well. So now we have a chance to diversify. Yeah, there you are. I mentioned the word diversification. I said in every day I have to make sure that I mention that. So now we have a chance to diversify and build something for the future. So we have leverage. All right? The report says the key is to use this global competition to demand more. Of course, when you have these people competing, wanting you, you can now add on a little, but who is offering more? Okay? Who is offering better? So it is not just enough to, you know, to just let a foreign company come in, dig out lithium out of the ground, and ship it away. That is the old model. Eh? That's the old model. Now, the new model, African model, should be to say, you want our lithium? You want our lithium? Fine. You're going to get it. But you will build a battery processing plant here. You build a battery processing plant right here in Namibia. You will transfer the technology to our people. You will create high-skilled job for Namibian engineers and technicians. You will help us move up the value chain. So that's our negotiation. That should be, you know, that's a new model. That's Africa. That's a new Africa. That's Africa new model. All right? So that should be Namibia. Okay? But do we have people capable of that? And that's how we turn a hole in the ground into a sustainable industry. That's basically how we retain that. All right? So the same goes for green hydrogen. Eh? We shouldn't just be exporting ammonia. We should be using that energy to power our own industries, to build a green manufacturing hub for Southern Africa. That's what we say we want to be. When are we going to start? Eh? When are we going to start? And this is where the African Continental Free Trade Area, you know, which the report mentioned, becomes so critical. So our biggest strength is each other, okay, as African. And something, that's one thing. We kind of see that slowly by slowly, and we want to see that especially now being materialized with this African Continental Free Trade Area. So if we stand alone, we can be picked off one by one, okay? So, and that has been like that. That has been like that for years. Now, but if we stand together as a continent of 1.4 billion people, our negotiating power is immense, absolutely immense. A unified African market is a market no global power can afford to ignore. So, but are we? Are we united? Are we a unified African market? Eh? That's what we need to be. So, I want to throw this out to you, my dear listeners. Are we, as Namibian, being smart enough? Are we being smart enough?
How deep we are in,
yeah.
What we are, our concern must be is how would we get out?
Yeah.
So our effort must be on getting out, not to getting worried about how deep we are in. Because the moment we start concerned about how deep are we in, into the colonial masters, into brainwashed, we'll stop working hard to get out of the mess.
Yeah.
Yes. So, for now, they are doing well. But at least, you see, even Namibia as we speak now, we love colonial masters. You see, I think people love abuse. Abuse relationship, you know that.
Yeah, because you don't take responsibility when you take victim stand, you're not responsible. Like, yeah, we don't take responsibility.
We are independent. We defeated the Boer. What? But our economy is still stuck to South Africa. Our profit goes to South Africa.
Mm.
Is that not colonialism?
New colonialism.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Actually, it's a collective colonialism. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm saying, if we are serious with life as Africans, make Dam Posti commercial bank, then the profit, the deposit, everything will remain in Namibia.
Yeah.
As long as we are trying to bank with the Standard Bank, the London banks, the Netherlands banks. Profit will never stay here. It doesn't even stay in Africa. It goes out. You know?
Exactly, yeah.
Because whatever, when they are doing the balancing of their balance sheets, whatever, is done in London.
Mm. And this, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, I said. Are we not too deep in already? You know, there are systems.
No, we are too deep, but
there are systems.
Yeah, we are, but we should just now creating environment for competition.
Mm.
Because we know that the moment we start competing with them, they know that they are not going to defeat us. They'll start closing the doors. Yeah, that I can guarantee.
I mean, of course, I mean, this, I'm talking about a market of 1.3 or 1.4 billion, you know.
Let's have an example that you cannot ignore. Currently, the way we are treated, you and me, if we go to any commercial bank, that is not African, actually. Frequently, it's not African. These banks, the treatment you receive because of your racial profile, the way they will profile you, is far beyond the way they are going to profile a white guy.
Is it because of racial, or is it because of what you have?
Yes. No, me at one point, you know, I was even told that, no, you don't qualify for this and that and that.
I don't think it's because of racial nowadays. It's because of what you have.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Then I said, okay. Then I was told, no, if you want something, then you should come and we negotiate. Then I said, oh, okay, if this is the only problem you are telling me, I've done business with you. I bought with you more than close to 7 cars.
Yeah.
I never defaulted on one.
Yeah.
I've done this business with you to the point where I moved out of your commercial or your bank, because I realized, I think you never appreciated my effort.
Yeah.
Then the guy came, no, it was not only that reason. We just wanted the 80% collateral. I said, that 80% collateral,
the person who is talking to you, is it white or is it black? The person who is talking to you, is it white or black?
A black guy!
You see? Yeah. You see? <Yeah.
laughs> No, they are the faces, you know. Sometimes we might blame them. Some of them, they are just a very, they have no choice.
You see, you know, that's why I say it's a system, you know? It's a system. Yeah.
So we have to defeat the system, because we have to understand. For you to fight the system, you have to understand it.
Hmm. Yeah, no.
The way to understand the system is to start getting small things like, you sacrifice, no, non-post, let's give it a license from Bank of Namibia, and then it becomes a commercial bank. Then we say, no, government, because we are losing too much money to foreigners or whatever. So what we do, NAMPOST is going to, we will be all press details and the government institutions will be sending their salaries through NAMPOST.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Then we know that the deposit, then any person is free to go do business with whoever they want.
Yeah.
If you want to bank with Standard Bank, go ahead. No problem. We don't stop you. And we're not saying Standard Bank must leave. No, we are saying we are into competition. And it's them who have created a competition-free market. Yeah. They gave us those laws. So let's use the same laws they brought to fight the system. We are not getting out of the laws. We are doing it as they said. Is it?
Yeah.
So you realize that Very soon, we will have our money. We can now start financing our program. Yes. Because even if you want the government to run, government doesn't run on free lunch.
Of course, that doesn't. Definitely not. Yeah. Mm.
We need to pay for each and everything. You see? So if we do that, then we'll end up now having our own. You know? And then the profit will stay here, and then we come to no, but okay, remember in our policies we have got this, what you call for oil for you in every country, I think it must be there.
Yeah.
For you to do business, you need to have social responsibility, blah blah blah, these things. We all agree. So then for us to achieve that, how do we do it? We put it there. Secondly, also, it's us who have killed the system. We have promoted the, because what happens, that the mic, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I listened to Tate Sankwasa when he said, I think they were launching this service, whatever, charter. Yes, he said. The problem we have, when people are saying 10 years experience, because you have been 10 years at work, yeah, you also say, I've got 10 years experience. 10 years experience means, show us what you have done, your contribution.
Yeah. So what have you achieved?
What have you achieved?
It's the same thing I was saying yesterday when the people that have been appointed for the task force, you know,
yes,
I said one thing that we need to look at, these people now who have appointed, what have they achieved in whatever field they were or they are? What have they achieved to guarantee that they will definitely perform? You know, that's what we need to know.
No, this is where we have made the biggest mistake. That's why, you see, remember, I'm the one who complains about the board of directors.
Yeah.
People go and they get master's degree. But if you look at this person and his master's degree, the marks the person got and the action this person is acting, actions the person is portraying or shows,
yeah,
they are two parallel things. You see?
There's nothing to show off. There's nothing to show off.
Because the guy got a master, so he's going. The guy is going to kill the company, chief. Companies are dying, not because they were supposed to die. Are dying because we think qualification is, yes, I'm not saying don't be qualified. Don't get your qualification. Get it. Yeah. But your qualification must speak to you, who you are.
No, but there must be a standard
yes,
that we base ourselves to make a choice. That's very important.
Look, I was saying at one point, a person you have got masters. You, that the mic, like that the Welenga there, you are there as a presenter.
Yeah.
That's where you are working, Then he realized that the Welenga maybe realized, maybe Mike is not doing his job properly. Now, instead of voting that the mic...
Hopefully not, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, instead of voting that the mic to account,
Yeah.
What does that the Welenga do? Tate Welenga now, he says, no, I'm going to release myself from this position as a CEO. And get someone to act here as a CEO. And then me, I'll move to the position where that the mic is.
Yeah.
And do be a presenter. Now, what are you trying to insinuate? You are creating a position. You are within... A CEO is within the organization, is the incumbent.
Yeah.
He's not on leave, he's within.
Yeah.
He is one to work as a junior.
Yeah.
Yeah? Now you ask, but then if you want something to be approved, who is going to approve it? Is it the acting CEO or is it you? Now, because you're no longer a CEO.
Yeah.
You get what I
mean? Yeah.
And everybody says everything is normal. And all these people have got PhDs.
Yeah.
The minister is there. The minister had this thing.
Yeah.
In one of the organizations, the minister she knows something. A person resigns today, Mike. The CEO creates a position for that person. What are you telling us? You resign, someone creates a position for you. Why did you resign in the first place?
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are the things that are killing the organization. Board of directors must be readvertised. All of them, they must reapply. I don't have a problem with the CEOs. Maybe the CEOs for now, let them be. But they should not be renewed because you should show us what, according to what, and that's my take all night. You are employed because when you are employed, you are told our problem and our challenge is we want to make money. Then you come in there, or what you start saying, let's save. How do you save if you are there into the business of making money? You have to sell your product. So you can get what? Now, most of this organization, not only whatever you can see, our service providers, you go to this office, next office, this office, next office. Like the minister said.
Yeah.
Now, a client, a customer becomes a tourist in your offices.
All right. So, thanks for coming through and thanks for your contribution. Our time, it's about 4 minutes past the hour of
of 9. I think we come in and out. We come in and off, in and off. If that's what happening, please, you know, we apologize if we coming in and go off, coming in and off. It's just some glitch sometimes that we go through. All right, so we are on. Good morning. And the key takeaway of this important report that we have been looking at. So is that first is that the world has changed. The world has changed. The game has a new players and new rules. So this is not a threat. So it's the biggest opportunity Africa has had in generations. So we are the player. We are now the player, not just a pawn on the chessboard. So second is that this opportunity is a double-edged sword. You know, it's a double-edged sword. The intense competition for our resources can be used to fuel our transformation, you know, but it can also trap us in a new dependency. So if we are not careful, so we must not trade one colonial master for a new colonial one, you know, like the caller just mentioned all that, also mentioned that. So we mustn't trade one colonial master for a new colonial, you know, for a new colonial one. So that's one thing that we should be very, you know, careful of. As I said, this opportunity is a double-edged sword. All right. So and thirdly, the solution lies in having our clean plan. We have our own clean plan. We must focus on processing our own raw materials, okay? Building our own industries and strengthening trade with African neighbors, you know? African neighbors through the Africa continent of free trade area. So that should be our focus. Our goal should be self-reliance, not choosing a side, We shouldn't be choosing a side that we're shooting China, we're choosing China, or we're choosing, you know, Russia, or we're choosing... No, we choose our own. We choose ourselves. All right?
Eager FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
When to listen to your... But it's cutting on and off, man.
Yeah, no, I just realized that it's cutting off, on and off. I see.
So yeah, the issue of Africa, I don't think it have much impact here or failing the countries. On the look of the masters, as we are talking about,
yeah.
If you look at the Namibians, for them to keep the South African companies. It take time for you to paying out those South African shares.
Yeah.
So and for you to rebranding that and winning the client to be with you.
Yeah.
For example, in financially.
And over time, haven't we just taken it as this is part of us, isn't it?
Yeah. So, because if you look at in the for example, F&B, for them to rebranding as a franchise of using the F&B logo and all of that, they haven't identifying their own logo, which is paying millions of dollars into keeping that. And the clients, they are stealing there, some they are stealing coming to F&B in a believing of that the benefit is still the same. Yeah, that is another winning the client. Because if you're changing to say we don't want the F&B in Namibia anymore, and you're putting up something, you're finding people are withdrawing their money and keeping on the under the mattress, and the country will be also facing another, because everybody wanting to make money when they are investing on something.
Yeah.
So that is now the other issue of saying we are not attaching to the South African, but we have to look at the clients' will. Because they are the one that is holding us in the business activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of this loan, African, they have to ask him. It's not a bad thing to ask alone. Yeah. And you are using a collateral, right? And what is we are using is a natural resource that we have in hand.
Yeah.
That God blessing us with. So there are even some that having resources that is in demand of the world market, like copper in Zambia.
Yeah.
So, but those financial lender, when they are coming with a terms of easy condition, is where they put the trapping us, like China wanted to trap Zambia, like he did into other countries in Asia.
Yeah.
So, but the democracy that is a facing of everybody's interest, the European financial clubs intervening to advising Zambia what to do, because Zambia have no other second natural resources that they can issue a bond with.
Yeah.
That was the issue. So, and then these guys, when they come, they said, no, to paying back, this is what you need to do. We're loaning you, or we're giving you a condition that you have to use to make it easier, the country to generating the revenue. Because this is what was also happening in Kenya. But Kenya did it wrong because he wanted to getting money from the people. Then to getting on the FDI. Yeah. Because the interest of the FDI have not much contributed into the revenue of the country. Because them, they are just there to taking out the natural, the raw material and go. So that is what now Zambia is out of that.
Yeah.
It's one of the goodest in country to paying, to continue paying it back into China. China have no more hand in Zambia, say properties.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of that condition, which is was getting a solution from the European clubs, not from IMF or World Bank. Yeah, come to Angola. Angola was also doing the same because ExxonMobil have been there for years in Angola to do oil, and Chevron was one of the biggest investors and Total also.
Yeah.
So when the Chinese flocking to Angola with the policy of Eduardo Dos Santos, yeah, was also messing the country up. Because they invested in a lot of money, not with the government, but with their own interest of capturing Angola.
Yeah.
But when the administrations changed to Lorenzo put aside all those independent investment, like the properties that were being done in Rwanda for very expensive, very classical thing. And then they said, no, we don't want Chinese who are coming without having any proper document of work permit, such as work permit or business visas and all of those things.
Yeah.
So they taking them back. And discussing the issue, it was not a lot of money for them. That's why you see Angola is still figured out who will be a biggest investor or biggest FDI of Angola. Up to now, they didn't. They offer Americans some of the things like Lobito, what to invest in it. And they didn't sign up any contract with China up to now. China is just doing the same as others. So those Europeans are also not there, because if you look at in the when the US dollar was in Detroit, European flocking it in to bring up the euro, but the market never responding to that. So that is also Angola get out. He's still doing good for it if he's, unless he put himself in problem of signing up maybe with the United States. And remember, United States, it doesn't come with good companies. They come with those bad industry companies when they are coming in.
Yeah.
So they end up starting now smuggling those without paying the reality of the tax there. So it's still good to say Africa is in trapping. Africa is not in trapping. But countries like Namibia, they are big issues, because if you look at what they are issuing the bonds, they look off the natural resources that they are discovering in the country.
Yeah.
So if they hear that there is a new products that they are discovered in the country, they are already issuing the bonds. One day those things end up not needed by the market. You understand?
Yeah,
because if you look at the uranium, for example, Russia doesn't need the uranium. Yeah? But it's the biggest weapon producer in the world. You see?
Exactly. So those are the things, this is what this is what the report actually is saying, that we actually have leverage because the powerful countries actually want the things that we have on the continent, everything. Everything that we have on the continent, and that's why it put us in the make us players, not anymore kind of like beggars. Now we are the player. We are in the game. We are on the table. You know, and he's saying, let's use that as a leverage. You know, we're sitting on arguably the world's best potential for green hydrogen. You know, there are a lot of Germany and European, you know, one that they are knocking on our door. That is
And that is the condition of them, because these people, they are controlled by the UN. And their condition sometimes is giving you a little bit of opportunity for your people to making money. Then to deal with others. Because if you look at those Western African countries now, those countries that they are owning by those boys. The safety come first because of Russia. And what is Russia getting there? We don't know. So that is another issue, because Russia doesn't need anything in Africa. Because they don't have really an independent manufacturer there that you can see, they are making tires, they are making what out of our African resources. No. Russia have everything. They have gas, they have what. But if you look at what, even in India and in Japan, they are doing good in terms of making money. But the natural resources that they are taking here in Africa, they are boosting their economy. Because if you look at the aviation of the fuel, aviation fuel aeroplane fuel in India, it's very cheaper than in Angola.
Definitely.
Now. So those are the problems that even Arika Dakota, when you talk about that, we are now having a big demand in Africa, because we are nearby to support to in terms of transport, but we have only one or two countries that we are not supporting, Japan and India, but that is where the Namibians are not look at it, that okay, if you wanted to extend now our aviation routes now, so where are we going to get in fuel? Fuel will be very expensive, the same in this one for the cars. So those are the problems that we are not thinking about what we have in hand. That are we benefited from this, or those people, they are the one that is benefiting to resell the product to us. So those are now, maybe the report is also not to find it out that really these things, when they are coming back, who are the buyers? Because most of the products that is now going to Germany, even Germany is doing good if you look at them in terms of the automobile and what. So, but they're all those things that are making cars, they come from Africa.
Of course.
And they don't go straight into Germany. We are selling it. We are selling it into China, and China buying a little shares to those automobiles in Germany and supplying them with those products. So those are the problems that we need to say. Why Namibia are not buying shares in Mercedes-Benz manufacturer? So just to supplying what they need on the cars part. So those are the things that we need to sit in the table. We need to having the best advisors that they know. No, this is what happened. But because if you look at it, as I say,
what we can do is that even if we don't have a processing plant in Namibia, we could actually have share in like in, as you said, like in Mercedes. Yeah. Then they can we can ship out thing. We can then ship this material raw, but we have share in
the manufacturer.
In the manufacturer.
In the final, in the final product.
Exactly.
So those are the things that they don't sit really with people of to looking in terms of making money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like as India, if you look at India. He have been in there with companies for years and years. Those companies that are touching to the, no matter the economy was running slow, but they were making millions of dollars. They bailing out to the government because of that.
Yeah.
But you look at now the refinery, even in South Korea is doing the same. Even in Singapore is doing the same. So those people, they don't have anything in hand.
Exactly.
But they are the one that is having shares to total companies because of the exploring and all of those. But us who are having the product. So we have taken advantage of even the percentage that we are giving, that 10%, is a lot.
Yeah.
To giving Germany, okay, you digging out this uranium or you dig it out this lithium or whatever, but we don't need money. We don't need that 10% as money. Giving us our products so that we can send it to our to using as some buying shares, and that is what is happening to Saudi Aramco.
Yeah.
They do the same.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are now, they have cash in their hand because of selling the product. Because those people, they will not run away from you. They will keep in continue selling you. It's the same that we are having the BRCA. Maybe the time is going. But if it's the same with having the BRCA. Look at the BRCA is the one that is facilitating our diamond. No matter this Namdia is there.
Yeah.
But those the BRCA is the one that is selling the Botswana diamond. The Kimberley diamonds, the Angolan diamonds. Why? Because he doesn't want him to get rid of it.
Yeah.
He's the one who said, no, I give you my old customer. I give you what. So those are the things that, and I need that before I forgot, forwarded me that the report. Yeah, because I wanted also to check in about this. Yeah, thank you, Mike.
No, thanks for coming, Tria.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, great. All right, 0833-66091, 0833-66091. All right, so we have everything. So we have everything. We have everything. The world is, shifting to electric cars and need batteries. So we have huge newly discovery deposit of lithium here. So who wants it? Everybody. China, the US, Europe, that is leverage, as I said earlier on. So, the world is hungry for energy, and especially because of the disruption in Europe of Ukraine-Russia war. So we have just discovered potentially massive offshore oil and gas reserves. Who wants piece of that? Every major global, energy company. That's why they're running here. So that is a massive, massive leverage. So how do we, how do we make use, how do we use this leverage? FM. That one. So you may come back. 0833-66091. Do come back and have your say. All right. So yeah. Where were we? All right. So basically, what is happening? Am I off? Oh, no, I'm still on. Yeah. So then, as I said, finally, for us here in Namibia, with our green hydrogen, lithium, and oil, we are not just spectators anymore. So we are not spectator in this game. We are actually the key players. So we are the key players. The moves we make in the next, like the caller said, in the next 5 to 10 years will determine whether we build a truly prosperous and independent nation in terms of economic independence, and or if we remain a quarry for richer countries. So, yeah, the chessboard is set. The chessboard is set. The pieces are moving. So for the first time in a long time, Africa is not just a pawn,
in the game, we are a player. All right? We are a player. The question is, will we play to win? Okay? Will we play to win? That's the question. 08-0833-66091. So, 08-0833-66091. You are welcome to come through and have your say. 24 minutes past 9. This is Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the I.
Omudiha.
All right, so welcome back. Yeah, and do please follow Eagle FM and The Villager on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. Engage with us. Engage with us on those social media platforms. Make sure you leave a like or a comment because we want to hear from you as well. So, yeah, and if you're really looking for the latest business and economic news, tomorrow is Friday. Get yourself a free copy of The Villager. So by simply sending a WhatsApp message, that's all what you need to do. A WhatsApp message with your name and email to 081-241-44. So 081-241-44. And be sure that you save the number as a contact so that we don't want to just, who is this one? What is this? You know. All right. So The Villager. As if this is your first time, The Village is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So what end? If you're a business person, and you want to advance your business, maybe you have an event, a function, a workshop, you know, a conference, any of those. And sometimes maybe you just want to expose it through a real-time exposure via live streaming and broadcastings. Yeah, contact the office. So contact me, Monica, 08-0833-288-400. So 08-0833-288-400. So, and good morning, thanks for joining us, and thanks for getting on board. So we're talking about the global geopolitical shift, and how is this an opportunity? That's created an opening for opportunity for Africa. So welcome. Maybe it's also time now to get to our second stories as well. But you're most welcome to come through and really have your contribution on what we have covered so far. And the telephone number is 083-366-091. So, all right. What is our second story? It's an October report. We're looking at the October report. From the central bank, the number look fantastic. The number look fantastic for October. A massive 8.7% jump in our export earning for October 2025. hitting about 13.2 billion. That sounds like great news. Okay, that sounds like great news. And in many ways, it is actually, in many ways, it is a great news. Good morning.
Yes, ma. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Good, ma.
No. There are people on your background a little bit. We can hear him clearly.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. We can hear you, just that there is a background. Other people as well, when they speak, we can hear
you. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to for a collection.
Yeah.
Because what you are actually explaining, according to the plan, is something that I have been following for such a long time. And then I just wanted to say, China is not a rising economical hub. China is the top now, as we are actually speaking.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's the top.
Yeah.
And then it's about time that
Just hold on, we go to the market quickly and then we can continue. Just hold on, eh?
All right.
Imba ya rire ombwa nai etepa weda ko ombini kiri ombe ombi hukusha. Njiviro yoye irire ombupu o hatane na wina ikare no nasa kumurungu wa indu. Weli rongere kusha umune ondengu okuura kwa imba. Una ovi ume vya peke o rondola mirongo itati no hambu umwe umwe. So, kwika ovi inki no kukara no rupa ondando ya peke yuki anja oshimariva. O peresente dano kumieve vitati moshimariva. O peresente umurongo kumieve hambu umwe moshimariva. O peresente mirongo ibari na dano. Mwede mwungwa na ivari nushimarifu. Itororela ondengu zima yu ungura na wakove na wina onyanu kife. Ashiesho imba yekupe oshimariva shishihina omarifiro. Imba o maoronga na no
omarifu
haka enina. Itaku na wina rishangita jinu.
Alright, welcome back. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Let me just step out here.
Yeah.
All these guys are making minister of kids.
Yeah.
So
emerging economies, we talk like India, Singapore, and, you know, those are the kind of emerging economies that we can talk about. But
once you are actually talking about that, you need to understand the very first thing that you need to single out is the systems of the governing that you are actually using.
Yeah.
So when you talk about those countries, and this is what is supposed to give us a completely clear picture that what we were actually served as the bad ones comes out on top. And you must ask yourself, how is it possible? Well, these countries were teams, dictators, they are whatever, and all those things. This propagandist that we actually is being served by the Westerners need no...
Yeah, because who's calling dictators? It's like someone calling the plant combatant terrorist.
Yeah, you see, the nationalists, those who fought for their own country, were labeled dictators and terrorists and something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's about time we realize what part of the world are we supposed to align ourselves with. If we really want to get away from where we are today, because what we were actually concentrating or using has completely failed us.
Should we think of who we align with, or should we think of ourselves?
Look, I have always advised that during the formations in year 2009, I think, during the formations of, if I'm not mistaken, of BRICS, and as to how it was actually explained.
Yeah.
The founding fathers of the BRICS, the person who actually comes with initiatives of the BRICS, was President Lula, and then come Russia, then come India, and then 2016 there around, I think South Africa joined.
Yeah.
If you have to find out exactly what was the main purpose, one of the aspects which is very, very important that most countries like Africa have to consider is securities. You can never be on your own when you are not securities. Now, if you are under the umbrella of BRICS, one of the advantage aspects that you are going to get from there, which is very, very, very important, is securities. You must understand right now as we speak, the reason why the Americans and the NATO's and all those hesitating to invite Venezuela Yeah. It is because Venezuela is part of the of BRICS and is also part of the SCO. And the Russians and the Americans and the Iranians are there supplying technologies and military aid to Venezuela.
Yeah.
You know, the Americans and the Westerners, when they find out that you are vulnerable, they won't hesitate. They will immediately come and throw you away, like they did to the other countries. But in Venezuela, they are beating around the bush, try and see whether they can scare Maduros and go away. What is it that they want? It's oil.
Mm.
They don't advocate for peace or mutual agreement or something like that. What they want is they don't care about the general public of that countries. They just want to exploit, and that's the only main enemy.
Much of the interest from these countries actually is their own interest is to exploit the resources that are in those countries and
plunge the whole countries in poverty.
Exactly.
And they don't care about that. And then they will come back and say, yeah, it is because of your leadership.
Yeah.
You see?
But the warning of this report is also that, but we have to be careful. We need to read the fine print because we may just move from one powerhouse.
Exactly.
Another, you know.
Yeah, exactly. To be careful, we have to be careful.
Yeah.
But you should also consider the long terms of these peoples when they have been trying to help the Africans. And you need to understand that most countries, the reason why they did not launch cooperations with the Russians or the communists, there has been a sanctions under the foreign policies of the Westerners. You see, if you are actually being found having trading relationships with the Russians, obviously they will impose you with economical strangles, whereby they are going to say, yeah, your leader is not good, we are going to sanction. What is happening behind the scene is what the general public does not understand, because when the calls come, they go direct to the leader and say, look, you owe us. You need to understand that you owe us, and if you don't comply, we are going to make sure that your country is going to hell, like they used to say. See, that is one of the problems. But what we also want to understand is that during the liberations of all African countries, we need to educate and make sure that each and everybody that lives in Africa, the only countries that help the African country to liberate themselves, to hold independent today, although we did not hold economical independence, it was the communist countries. They were actually supplying us with military aid. You see, that is one thing you have to understand. These peoples, most of them, they are self-sufficient.
Yeah.
They are not really there to come and take away from you. It's just that once they let this Americans comes here and do whatever they want to do, the Americans, once they maintain economical powers and military, they will come for them also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they now want to, their advocacy is to make sure that each and everybody is under the umbrellas of protections or securities. You see, that's one thing. You see, now, there is one thing. I don't know whether you have watched I think there has been a summit that has been addressed by the EU in Angola.
You
watched it?
EU.
The main speaker was Ursula von der Leyen. That is now the head of the EU organization.
If
you have listened very careful to hear what she was saying, what she actually is saying is that the African country must dismiss the relationships between the Russians and the...
And the China.
And the Chinese. And this was the trend or the main aims of the Cold War. The World Cold War of 1955, 1961 to 1988.
Yeah.
The problem why the Russians and the Chinese did not rose out is because they were economical weak and only political weak. Today, they are both powerfuls.
Yeah.
And they want to put each and everybody. So we just have to make up our mind.
She was actually pitching. It was a pitch, you know, making that, okay, get to your old friend. You know, we the European are your old friends.
we can never say that we were friends of the Europeans.
Yeah. So,
you see, these are the things. If I attend things like that, I would obviously stand up and just explain everything.
that you can never be our friends.
Yeah. So they're saying we are more transparent now, and you know, in our deals and all that. I think
I
was listening to her. Yeah.
You were listening to her, eh?
Yeah.
These are the things that we need to follow and learn. You see? Okay. Yeah. I have one problem that I actually wanted to raise yesterday.
Yeah.
I understand our president.
Mm.
And the Minister of Finance, they were rewarded in UK. I think it's one organization or something like that is actually based in UK.
Yeah, this magazine? Is it the magazine that...
that magazine.
What they must have...
If we have to evaluate what these leaders have done, a person that lives in Windhoek, which is the main hubs, didn't see any impact of what these leaders have done so far.
Yeah.
That will make it impossible for them to be internationally recognized in a award. What have they done?
Yeah.
If you are at home, in your house, and you are the breadwinner, and you come with this and this and this, and you give your children, obviously the first people that have to recognize you is your children, not your neighbor or somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't understand what happened there. And this has become a complete norm now for us who always follow. When a leader of a certain country is being praised by the Westerners, the countries of those, the general public of those countries really have to look at exactly why is this person being recognized.
Yeah.
Maria Karina Machado of Venezuela, who is actually advocating for the overthrowns of the democratic elected country or president of Venezuela.
Mm.
And then we have Abu Al-Julai of Syria, who has never been elected and is recognized in the national by the USA. And he was a second Al Qaeda commander.
Yeah.
And then he can now fly from Syria to America to the DC to the White House and to the Oval Offices.
Yeah.
That most leaders doesn't do that. And you should understand that when he turned his back behind them, they put a $10 million of where he is. Anybody report where he is, we will reward you because we want him to arrest him or either to kill him. When he start working with him again and overthrow that country, the government of Syria, now they recognized him.
Yeah.
You see, these are the problems. And you also need to understand, President Pohamba was recognized international also. But when you look at what he have done throughout, there's nothing that we can account to. We as Namibians.
Yeah. No, I have that part. I have that part of my third thing that I wanted to unpack. But I'll push it to tomorrow. Then we can talk more about that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks for coming, Sri.
Great. Let's let others say something.
All right.
Perhaps they might have something in store for us also. Thank you very much.
All right. Great. Thanks for coming, Sri.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Our 3336091. Our 3336091. If you want to come and take part in our discussion. So yeah, it's 42 minutes past the hour of nine. Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. What is going on? I can't catch probably the same person. Try to get this person. It's not coming through. All right, 3336091. If you want to have a chat or contribute to the show. Good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day.
Yes, that's Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, man. Yourself?
I'm okay, Mike.
Yeah. So slowly, yeah. Slowly. This is a time of the year where we are slow. Our mind doesn't function properly.
Yeah, properly anymore.
Because it's on holiday.
We are thinking about the goats and the pig and you know it.
But especially when it's not raining, it's you're kind of thinking, man, how long do we have to hold on?
To wait, yeah.
How long do we have to hold on? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, Mike, man. When you look at Africa, Africa is like that girl where, but it's, I mean, she's grabbing everybody's attention and everybody wants to have a hand on her.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. But the problem with Africa is that they don't have the beauty.
Yeah.
In here. She's become one of the body call.
Mm.
Where everybody can just use her.
So this one comes, you go, and this one.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
She just makes their own beauty, but she doesn't know that I actually have a gold. I have a gold, you know, and I have power and I have choice. How can
I'm
I use that
you.
To my advantage?
Advantage,
and
yeah.
The next thing you know, you are pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant, you know, I've done a speech. And this is what has been happening with Africa for a long time.
Yeah.
This
is a great report. It's actually telling us that we really have to be wake up. It's a wake up call. Yeah. Mm.
It's a wake up call, my friend. And if you look, what is happening to Africa is like, okay, now we have Russia, which then there, as a supporter for African when it comes to, like Namibia, then, because remember, Soviet Union is used to be...
struggle, yeah.
Exactly. Mm. And now... When you look at Russia, even the dominant when it comes to Namibia and economy, I mean, in
Russia,
companies,
Russia
which
really
I mean,
just have they only focus on security. Russia hasn't been really involved in any economic development activities for any country anyway.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
but I think also they are realizing something.
Mm.
I think they realize something. That's why last time we have a we supported the Russian what not a problem, but what the name of the Chinese are meaning here.
The uranium.
Yeah, no, uranium somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it then broke because of individual politician. And you remember, we have white people who are mostly are from Eastern country, like in Europe. Like, let me say, like in UK, Germany, you name it, and including America.
Yeah.
Yeah, they subjected that nuclear to go ahead. And now, because of the Kamadi, they're underground water. But the issue here is that once you look at how we've been trading with American or European countries, it's always like one way. It's not a two-way at all.
Yeah.
We've been suffering and we're still suffering at the end of them.
Yeah,
and
but we have average. We have leverage. We have everything at this point in time. The reason why all these countries flock into Africa is because we have what this country needs.
Exactly.
You know? And we're not taking advantage of that.
Advantage at all. That's what I'm saying. Remember the issue of lithium.
Yeah.
With the Chinese, and how many companies are in? Interested to mine lithium, but yet Namibia is not requesting the Chinese to set up even plantation. I mean, refinery.
Yeah,
we are sitting in the raw material law firm.
There was the one I think a second caller came in and said, why don't you ask share in those company? Let's say for example, why don't you ask share in Mercedes?
Sure.
You know. You don't need to really now have the processing pump company. I mean, in Namibia, but you can actually ask share in those companies. You know.
You know, Michael, to make a matter worse, it was even reported in Korea where one driver stole the whole truck of lithium. I don't know. Maybe he's having some way to sell it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and the villain will come out there. Mike, I will cry.
Yeah.
And we are still not getting a full report when it comes to that mine. Up to now. Even Meme say it's under Meme. Nothing we can say we understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
At that lithium. Yeah. And the problem I see here is that we have a leader sometimes which I think they can do this and this,
And the other side, they look like they don't see it.
Yeah.
Because they are benefiting out of it.
Yeah.
All somebody else is benefiting across friends.
Mm.
You cannot tell me.
Sometimes
that sometimes mine was stopped. It was stopped.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just that when you look at the agency that the president actually she's kind of tried to establish, sometimes you just have system that has become so powerful, even stronger than the president themselves.
Exactly.
You know. So
that's why we need a backup.
Yeah.
For people like the Russian.
Actually, a radical revolution.
Yeah, very much.
You need actually a radical revolution or radical reform. That's what actually you need. So, but if you're saying, I want a change, but I'm still actually using the same system that has been failing for
years. No.
It will never happen.
No, it never work at all.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to just take a radical step where you say, no.
Yeah.
Mike, I think enough is enough. 10 years, for past 10 years, there's nothing moving.
Yeah.
You have to go home.
Yeah. And this is my problem. This is my biggest problem, to say, look, I see what the president wants to do. I know, and she's really, 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 you know, very, very strong in what she wants to do. But you can't achieve what you want to achieve with the same system.
With the same people.
Yeah.
Who've been there for more than 35 years.
With the same system, you know. It will produce the same thing over and over.
Again. Over and over. You may try it, but until Jesus comes.
Exactly, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
The thing is, what I'm saying, Mike, is that sometimes the way I'm looking at like now, to be recognized to get what? Award.
Yeah.
This is the way they are trying to set it up.
Yeah.
Not to do whatever they want to achieve. And this is what is happening even in the former president. If you look what Nyoma done, comparing to Pwamba, do you think Pwamba is saving in that award what he's getting?
Yeah.
Not at all. We don't see any touchable that when it comes to Pwamba. There's something he left hanging. What else? Maybe apart from the road. Yes, Pwamba is done. Apart from the road. What else?
What Swapo had done best, you know, when they were still actually during the war, is that they haven't actually destroyed the infrastructure, road network infrastructure. They haven't bombed the road and things like that.
So, they left us with a lot of things.
Yeah, so the road network has been still intact, you know.
Exactly.
It just needs repair and renovations and maintenance, but nothing destructive was really, really, really done on the network, on the road network.
Very much.
So it's few roads that has been added on, you know, not really massive kind of.
Not that massive, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And my point is here, my friend, if you want to move on as Africa, especially when it comes to Namibian, I think it's a hard time to demand what is us on the table.
Yeah.
Not every time Germans are coming then and they tell us green hydrogen and they set up and then now we have to buy a stake in oil. So natural resources. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. The thing is this.
Either you take it or leave it. This is what we are demanding. We say 30% or 40% because now you are the one.
Mm.
If you want it, if you don't want to take it, go.
Yeah.
We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, they will.
And remember one thing, that you know this company, why they are all flocking to Namibia.
Yeah.
In the name of what? Creating job. Not really. They know they are suffering there. There's no more what? A guess in their country because they used to depend on Russia.
That it's a job that you're creating. If you're creating this, you know, digging whatever, this just low level job in 3 or 4 years the job is no longer.
Sometimes even they start terminating contract. What is happening to Namibia? Where they are producing beer? What is they called? Where the Henneken imported Windhoek?
Yeah.
You see now they are even start releasing some of the workers.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that was not a part of agreement.
Because the new technology that comes also, it's always to do with technology, my friend.
I'm telling because guys, you don't understand. This is a new thing now. I think we have to release it, and then we bring some other people from Belgium.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's how you have to create. It's what I'm saying. As a Namibian, we're supposed to have even our
low fish material, where we say, no, guys, we put up everything like in Spain. No, no, we know it's our Spaniards, they love our fish. Now, we send some Namibian there to a plate. There, and the fact of the whole product it will be done in Namibia because to create additional job. But the final product they have to go to here to sell it to them. Now they are taking raw fish. What does it tell you?
Yeah.
It's what I'm saying. We as a Namibian, we are not supposed to apply for high employment. No. This is something, it's a leadership crisis. Mm. If Abraham Traore can do that with Burkina Faso, less than 2 years, what's the difference for Namibian with 3.7 million people?
The thing is that when you have a really clear plan, you know, sometimes our plans are too general, you know, they are not really specific, and we are doing too much. Too much at the same time. We're trying to cover too many things at the same time. But if we start to say, let's focus on this first, like yesterday I was talking to Herbert, and he said one thing that you can really be able to inject to economic recovery is actually grant, for example, you know. Now, if people at home can be able to afford the bread and things, that's the starting point. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So and then you can build now on that, really things that are really helping people that are on in the rural areas that are in this. So so sometimes we're trying to do so much. Just think of at the same time we're thinking of Namibia A now or something like that, and is that really a priority when now
we're
actually talking about priorities?
Mike, I understand, but it's not that wrong that you bring back Namibia A.
Yeah,
but the thing is that once you have competent people working under you, now we can see that there are people who are going imaging like Sangwasa and the Minister of Transport, that was Negundi.
Yeah.
Yes, and also apart from that, the lady from the one who is in control, Minister of Health, you can see.
Living down.
Yeah. They are, at least they are doing something.
Yeah.
And now it's for you to give these people power.
Yeah, no. Someone can
the
also
protection.
Someone can also argue that just because it doesn't mean that because the person is not on front page, it doesn't mean necessarily they are not doing anything, you know.
But mostly they are not ready. No, they are not. Otherwise, these are people who are like to. Like medias.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me. Some are even doing it like. Let me give you an example. Like now, we said even the Minister of what. Labor.
Yeah.
You can see that he is not doing anything when it comes to this thing. But we see the Minister of Finance.
Yeah.
They tell us to get those of the guy a little bit of improvement, but it is not really not really a person to be seen everywhere.
Yeah.
But sometimes the others are just quiet.
Mm.
Because we have too many how can I put it? Laws against the Namibian people to be productive.
Mm.
We're supposed to be changed. These policies, they are supposed to be addressed, but they are not really putting up to forefront.
Yeah.
Things to be changed to be better Namibian. But if you are looking at like Sangwasa, you can see that it's, in many ways, what he has been doing with talking, is putting on the practical.
Yeah.
But we just have people that talk, a lot of them, they're just in the theory.
Yeah. And actually the difference is this, and this is sometimes that's why sometimes people don't appreciate and I'm talking about now Eagle FM. What we're trying to do here it's to give you knowledge of the systems, you know.
Exactly.
It's very tedious. Sometimes when people you're listening to all this, it's very tedious, but we're giving you how the system works. And if you don't understand, you won't be able to actually have an effective contribution to this. And now, Sangwasa, when you talk about Sangwasa know what is the law, knows the policy, knows the, you know, so, and you can only be able to make a difference and to make a change because you know this is against the law what you're doing. This is against the policy what you're doing. You know, if you don't know that, you know, you just think that people are doing what they're supposed to do, but they're not.
But they're not really doing it.
Exactly.
Look here, like even the mine, I hope the new minister who are given a task for mine, it can change a lot of policies. Especially when you are having a mine which are operating and the license of which was not granted minister, but it's still going on, like that resume. You remember, the guy who resigned direct up to now, and the question, I don't know how far with that case.
Yeah. But the other thing, like the new appointed Modesta, I have nothing against Modesta.
Me too.
You have to look at also the background. What is the right?
Listen here, man.
For this?
Listen here.
Yeah.
A person like Amuche, what he needs, he has people who are director, and those director have been there, and some of them are aggressive, they've been there. It's a time to push those people. To bring out the report which is needed by the minister. And the minister starts.
All right. We keep sometimes getting off. So those are technical things that we cannot control. So good morning and thanks for listening. We have come actually to our time is about 10 o'clock. And then that brings us actually to the end of our show this morning. One thing that I want to say is this, you know, if we really, and this is also on us as citizens, if we really want to make a difference, if we want to participate in the economy of this country, in the change that we want, we need to understand. We need to understand how the system will work. We need to understand how the economy works. We need to understand, you know, if we don't, you know, you sit on the other side. You are not on the table. And sometimes, you know, sometimes a radio like this, you know, you may find it tedious. You know, you may find it tedious. You rather go where you listen to music the whole day. You rather go where you listen to music the whole day. But at the end of that, what did you get? I'm not judging. Okay, each house has its own priority. I'm not judging that. I'm just giving you some. I'm really looking at said, how do we contribute to the Namibia we want? You cannot contribute if you don't know what you're contributing to, you know. And if we're talking about economic development and economic growth and economic, it's not about that we need to go and study about economics. No, it's just understanding the basic, you know, function of different components of the economy. Just a simple understanding. Like we're looking at the report that comes out that what we haven't done, which we can do tomorrow, that comes out central bank. So simple as that. Understand how that it works. That's only way you can be able to participate. We're bringing you report, we're bringing you, you know, finance issues, bringing you economic issues, business issues, and all that is for you to understand how the country is actually functioning. You know, so once you understand that, then you know what to say, what to do, you know, and where to go, and what you can hold accountable, and how you can hold your leaders accountable. How do you hold them accountable when you don't even know, you know, what is the plan? When you don't know what they have to achieve, all right? Let's talk the recent election, for example. You know, our regional councillors, for example. Do you know what their responsibility are? Do you know what is the agenda in your constituency? What is the agenda in your constituency? You don't even care? If we start, every citizen of that constituency start to care, and start to know what is you know, what is the agenda? Then you know what to then you know what to ask. Even when you go to your counselor, you know, my friend, there was supposed to be a clinic here. In the agenda, there was a clinic here that was supposed to be in 2023, up to now. Now we are 2025. Where is that clinic? There was supposed to be a road here, tired road here, from to 2024 to 2020. So where is that road? So we need to know the agenda. We need to know, you know. Otherwise, we just sit, no, our counselor is not doing what, our president is not doing what, our minister. But do you know what they're supposed to do? How do you know? Maybe they are overdoing what they need to do. Maybe they are overachieving what they need to do. So that is very important. You know, as there is a responsibility that we have as citizens. And if we can rise and if we can learn and understand, learn and relearn, then we can get somewhere. So it's 5 minutes past the hour of 10. Let's cross to Windhoek. Let's get back. Let's go to Tate, France. For me, Mike Osheveni, let's have this. Let's book again for tomorrow at the same time here on Eagle FM. So I wish you a pleasant day. Have a good one. Bye for now.